At the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Tim Padgett. 2 decades ago, Haitian refugees were fleeing political terror in their country by the tens of thousands. Many were intercepted at sea by the U.S. Coast Guard and ended up at the military base in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Among them were more than 200 who tested positive for the HIV virus. They were held at Guantanamo's Camp Bulkley, but after they held a number of hunger strikes in 1993, a federal judge called their detention unacceptable and ordered the camp closed 20 years ago this week. Their plight finally brought home for Americans the political and economic reality in Haiti and the tragedy of HIV sufferers worldwide. Here to talk with us about Haiti then and now is Leonie Hermantin, a Haitian development consultant and a Haitian-American community leader in Miami. Thanks very much, Leonie. Why did this episode mark such a turning point for Haitians and Haitian-Americans?
The detention of HIV individuals in Guantanamo really encapsulated for us how we were treated as Haitian Americans here, how we were stigmatized, how we were relegated basically to the cesspool of humanity because we were labeled as HIV carriers. So I think that that was a major victory for us, a vindication that we were indeed human beings and that we did not need to be treated like contagious lepers.
Did the hunger strikes conducted by the HIV patients influence U.S. public opinion more than anything else?
We think that it certainly had an impact. Those folks who were wasting away made the decision to stop eating because they were so outraged by their treatment, I think drove home the gross injustice of this policy.
At that time, tens of thousands of so-called Haitian boat people were fleeing the 1991 coup that ousted President Jean-Bertrand Aristide. Military dictator Raoul Cedras replaced Aristide. Why was it necessary for the U.S. military then to drive Cedras out in 1994?
We were tired of these coup d'etats. There had to be a position taken against illegal coup d'etats in Haiti.
Was this also the moment when Americans realized that Haitians, too, could be political refugees like Cuban exiles and not just economic refugees?
Absolutely. The outflow of refugees or quote-unquote boat people was definitely related to political upheavals in Haiti. We were indeed political refugees.
And now, as we watch the number of Coast Guard interceptions of Haitian refugees go up dramatically this year, one strong speculation is the fact that 2 of 3 people, it's being reported, are going hungry in Haiti today. So are we seeing the makings of this decade's exodus?
I'm not sure that I would agree with that point. While it's true that people are leaving the country and are going by boat, I think it's too early to predict a massive out-migration.
If we do see another exodus, do you feel the U.S. has learned in the past 2 decades how to handle Haitian refugees more fairly and humanely, especially after the 2010 earthquake?
There is a system in place to address our needs and our concerns with the cultural competency and sensitivity that the Haitian American community here has advocated for.
Well, let's hope that's the case. Thanks very much again, Leonie. We really appreciate it. You can read more of our Latin American and Caribbean coverage on WLRN.org. For WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Tim Padgett.